今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹继续的来讲到属灵的生活。
This morning I'd like to continue to share with you on the spiritual life.
今天早晨呢我们讲安息的生活。
This morning we would like to share with you on a life of rest.
我们请弟兄姊妹和我一同先来读一些的圣经。
I hope you'll turn with me in your scripture.
我们先看希伯来书第四章。
First, Hebrew chapter 4.
新约圣经希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上。
Therefore, let us fear lest, while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you should seem to have come short of it.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall through following the same example of disobedience.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
第二十八和二十九节。
Verses 28 and 29.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Verse 28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls.
罗马书第十五章第三十三节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 33.
罗马书十五章三十三节，愿赐平安的神常和你们众人同在，阿们。
Romans 15:33. Now the God of peace be with you all, amen.
我们再回头看约翰福音。
And then turn back to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
约翰福音第十四章二十七节。
John 14:27.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
十六章三十三节。
Chapter 16, verse 33.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章第十四节。
Verse 14.
我们就读前面那一句话就可以。
The first phrase of verse 14.
以弗所书第二章十四节。
Ephesians 2:14.
因他使我们和睦。
For he himself is our peace.
看英文的更清楚啊。这告诉我们就说他就是我们的平安。
He himself is our peace.
哥罗西书第三章。
And Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章第十五节。
Colossians 3:15.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
懂得圣经的人都知道，在新约圣经里面，平安 这个希腊文。
Those who study the Bible know that this peace in the original Greek
里面是包含着安息。
It includes this notion of rest.
所以平安跟安息之间相互之间有密切的关系。
So these two words are intimately related to one another.
它可以说是一个表里的关系，一个是里面的，一个是外面。
One is an inward sense and one is an outward manifestation.
里面是安息，外面是平安。
Within we have rest and outwardly we have peace.
所以这个平安呢，乃是这个安息生活的一个表现。
And so peace is an outward manifestation of this inner rest.
我们都知道主耶稣离开这个世间之前，
We know that before the Lord left this world,
在约翰福音14、15、16章里面，他特别告诉我们，他留下两样重要的东西给我们。
In John chapter 14, 15, and 16, he left for us two important things.
一个呢，就是平安，另外一个就是喜乐。
One is his peace, and one is joy.
弟兄姊妹们，这好像是我们今天呢，很多人生活里面所追求的。
And this is something that we pursue after in our lives.
所以主就把他的平安，把他的喜乐留给我们。
So he gives us his peace and his joy.
我们可以这样说啊，基督徒属灵生活的追求里面，
We know that in a Christian's pursuit of this spiritual life,
那个最终的结果呢，是充满爱。
The end of all things is love.
因为保罗在他的话里面曾经告诉我们说，命令的总归就是爱。
Paul in his epistles tell us the end of all the commandments is love.
如果我们遵从主的话过属灵的生活，那个最终的结果，一个基督徒应该里面是充满了爱。
If we follow the Lord's commandments and follow the Lord Himself, what results is a life of love.
但是呢，他那个外面最大的表现是什么呢？就是平安和喜乐。
But the outward expression, from us is love, is peace and joy.
所以平安和喜乐是基督徒正常生活的一个记号。
So.Peace and joy is a sign of a normal Christian life.
也是我们的见证。
And it is, furthermore, our testimony.
是一个得胜的见证。
It is an overcoming testimony.
并且是平安和喜乐是一个看得见的见证。
And peace and joy is a visible testimony.
所以当我们追求主到一个地步的时候，弟兄姊妹，在人的当中，在我们生活上应该看见平安和喜乐的这种表现。
So when we pursue the Lord enough, what is exhibited outwardly is this peace and joy.
这是必然的现象啊。
This is a natural occurrence.
如果说你今天是被主充满的，你是和主之间关系很好的，你外面显不出平安和喜乐，弟兄姊妹们，就可能那个追求里面可能有些问题。
If today you feel like you've pursued the Lord, but yet you lack this outward peace and joy, then perhaps you have not pursued enough.
所以一个正常的光景的话呢，是当你里面被主所充满，就被爱所充满的时候，外面显出来的是什么？是平安和喜乐。
So today, when you are filled with the love of the Lord, the outward manifestation is peace and it is joy.
今天早晨呢，因为我们讲安息的生活。
And because this morning we want to share on a life of rest.
主若许可，下个主日我们讲快乐的、喜乐的生活。
If the Lord wills, next week we'll share on a life of joy.
我们刚刚已经讲了，这个平安呢是安息生活的一个表现，所以我们先交通一下什么是平安。
So we've already shared that peace is this outward manifestation of the rest. So we want to share on what is this peace.
我们知道启示录第六章
In Revelation chapter 6
讲到这个世界进入末世的时候，他讲到有四匹的马要出现。
In Revelation it speaks of at the end of the age there will be the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
我们知道这四匹马呢，乃是说明今天末了时代中人类生活将有的一种的现象。
And it speaks of a manifestation that will occur in the hearts of man towards the end times.
在第三、第四节那里提到第二印的时候，出现一匹红马。
When it talks aboutThe third and fourth seals, it speaks of a red horse.
圣经记载说，这匹红马出现的时候， 他在世界上要夺去地上的太平，就是夺取地上的平安。
And this red horse will take away the peace in this world.
我想今天我们已经很明显的能够感觉得到，这个世界已经失去了平安。
We come to realize that in this world there is no true peace.
神的话已经开始应验。
And the word of the Lord has come to fulfillment.
这个红马已经出现。
This red horse has appeared.
地上充满了暴力。
There is much violence in this world.
那我们看见这个地上呢，今天呢已经没有平安。
And we see this loss of peace in the world.
所以主早知道我们生活在地上的光景。
And so the Lord knows the condition we will be living in.
所以他知道我们需要平安。
And he knows that we need peace.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
当我们读圣经的时候。
When we read his word,
我们很清楚看见神的本身，他就是一个平安的神。
We see, that the nature of our Lord is that he is a God of peace.
他被称作平安的神。
He is a God of peace.
我们的主耶稣被称作是平安的主。
And our Lord is the Lord of peace.
并且圣灵在我们生活中的带领也是用平安来带领我们。
And the Holy Spirit's leading in our lives, He leads us with God's peace.
罗马书第八章很清楚告诉我们，思念圣灵的就是生命和平安。
And Romans 8 tells us, when we meditate upon the Spirit, there is peace and there is life.
感谢神，他不仅是平安的神。
We thank the Lord, not only is He a God of peace.
他也是赐平安的神。
He is a God that gives peace.
他如何把这个平安赐给我们呢？
And how, why does he grant us this peace?
他乃是借着他的儿子把平安带给我们。
He grants us this peace through his son.
所以主耶稣离开这个世界之前。
So before the Lord left this world.
主说我要把我的平安留给你们。
The Lord said, my peace I give unto you.
他说我的平安跟世人所赐的平安是不一样的。
My peace is different from the peace in this world.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道吗？今天在我们的里面有一个平安是跟世上的平安不一样。
We recognize that within us there is a peace that is different from the world.
所以主告诉我不要忧虑，不需要惧怕。
So the Lord says, do not worry nor fear.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们知道我们这班在主耶稣基督里面的人是拥有这个平安的。
Today we come to recognize that we who are found in Christ have this peace.
所以主说你们在我里面就有平安。
So the Lord says, in me you have peace.
在这个世界有苦难。
In this world you will have tribulation.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们保守自己在主里面的时候呢，你就充满平安。
But when we abide in our Lord Jesus, we will be filled with peace.
我们记得主耶稣从死里复活以后。
We know that after the Lord resurrected from the dead.
在第二十章里面。
In John chapter 20.
主三次对门徒们说，愿你们平安。
Three times the Lord said to his disciples, may the peace of God be with you.
你看当主从死里复活的时候，向门徒一显现的时候，头一句话就对他们说什么？愿你们平安。
When the Lord first appeared to his disciples after his resurrection, he said, peace to you.
因为主知道，如果我们基督徒里面没有平安，我们就不可能过正常的生活。
Because the Lord knows that if there is no peace within us, then we will not live a normal life.
平安是多么的重要。
So this peace is of most importance.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
他不是把一种外面的事物给我们。
He does not give us some outward thing.
以弗所书第二章告诉我们说，他就是我们的平安。
Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that he is our peace.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒必须认识一件事情，是耶稣基督就是我们的平安。
So us Christians, we have to realize that our Lord Jesus is our peace.
我们的平安不是环境，跟环境没关系的。
Our peace has nothing to do with the outward environment.
世界上的平安是跟环境有关系的。
The peace in this world has to do with the outward environment.
所以今天这个世界如果要能够维持和平的话，它需要有一个外在的条件。
So if there is to be peace in this world, there has to be a condition.
我们个人要维持一种的平安的话呢，我们需要内心有一种的心境啊，一种。
And we need to, if we're to have peace, we have to have this condition in our hearts.
世人所讲的平安是环境的，是心境的。
The peace that this world talks about is a peace that has to do with our environment or with our own inner condition. If you don't reach these conditions, you don't have what's defined as peace.
那么有一些人呢，他们讲究自己的修养啊，所以他们凡事来说是啊，看得开，看开一点嘛，看开一点嘛，就是不要维持里面的平安。
And so some people say we have to learn to let go of things, and then we'll maintain that peace.
啊，所以有人遭遇患难的时候没有平安的时候，我们就劝他说啊，看开一点嘛，看开一点。
And so when people encounter difficult circumstances, we tell them, you know, let go of things.
啊，基督徒不要对人家说看开一点。
Christians should not tell people to take it easy or let go of things.
基督徒要对人说什么？住在主里面。
Christians ought to say, abide in the Lord.
我们要对我们亲爱弟兄姊妹们说，你们要住在主里面就有平安。
We ought to tell our brothers and sisters, abide in the Lord and you will have peace.
因为主的自己就是我们的平安。
Because the Lord himself is our peace.
所以在旧约圣经里面。
So in the Old Testament Bible.
我们看见在会幕里面，他们有献五种的祭。
We see in the tabernacle, they have five offerings.
在利未记第七章里面告诉我们献一种的祭叫做平安祭。
In Leviticus chapter 7, it speaks of a peace offering.
我们知道这个平安祭呢，乃是主耶稣为我们献上。
This peace offering is one that our Lord offered for us.
最重要一件事是使我们跟神之间能够和好，能有平安。
And it allows us to be reconciled or to have peace with God.
我们晓得这是最大的平安。
And we know that this is the greatest peace.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他是安息日的主，对吧？
He is Lord of the Sabbath.
他就是我们里面的平安。
He is our peace.
所以你摸到主了，你里面就有平安。
So when we touch the Lord himself, we have peace.
环境没有条件。
It does not depend on our environment.
啊，我们自己也没有这种修养。
And it doesn't depend on our upbringing.
但是感谢主，有他在里面就够了。
When we have the Lord Himself, that is enough.
所以因此呢，保罗在哥罗西书里面就告诉我们。
So Paul tells us in Colossians.
作为一个基督徒。
That as Christians.
我们要让基督的平安在我们里面做主。
It says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
今天你已经有了这个，你没有让他做主啊。
We have this peace today, but we do not let it rule in our hearts.
你要让这个平安在你里面掌权。
We need to let this peace have authority.
因此呢，我们学习顺服圣灵的带领。
We need to be submissive to the Holy Spirit's leading.
神就把他的平安放在我们的生活里面。
And God will place His peace in our lives.
他的平安在我们里面掌权。
His peace will reign.
结果弟兄姊妹，我们看见不仅我们个人里面能有一种平安的生活。
So then we see that not only within us there is this life of rest.
更重要是整个教会呢都在一个平安的光景中。
We see that the entire church is found in this condition of peace.
所以平安是很重要的。
So peace is of vital importance.
如果你仔细读保罗所写的十三封书信。
When we read the 13 epistles of Paul.
几乎每一封书信前面都是问安。
Almost every letter begins with a greeting, with
最后一句也是问安。
And he says, may the peace, at the beginning of the letter and at the end.
所以保罗的书信前面是平安，后面也是平安。
So, from the beginning to the end, Paul greets them with peace.
这个整个中间的内容都包围在平安的里面。
And so the theme of each letter is surrounded by peace.
所以我们基督徒呢，的确学习应该学习彼此问安啊。
So we ought to learn to greet each other with peace.
啊，犹太人他们有这个习惯，见面的时候大家shalom，那这个就是平安的意思啊。
The Jewish people will greet each other with shalom.
所以因此我们看见今天在有的基督徒的团体里面，他们也这种习惯，见面就是平安平安。
And some Christians, when they meet together, they'll say, peace to you, peace to you.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个不是光是口头上一种安慰。
But it's not just comfort from our lips.
是一个重要的提醒。
It is an important reminder.
啊，或许我们应该说啊，不要说啊，平安平安，应该说你平安吗？应该这样问。
We shouldn't just say peace to you. We should ask one another, do you have the peace of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，你最近平安吗？
In your lives, do you have the peace of the Lord?
这很重要。
This is important.
因为这是基督徒的正常生活的见证。
Because this is the testimony of our normal Christian living.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们知道旧约的圣殿是在平安中建造。
We know that
旧约的圣殿 temple.
So that we know the Old Testament temple was constructed in God's peace.
在新约时代中，教会也是在平安中得建造。
And we know that in the New Testament, the church is constructed in God's peace.
弟兄姊妹们，读《使徒行传》第九章，你很清楚看见。
When we read Revelation chapter or Acts chapter 9,
平安中的时候就得到建造。
When the church is found in a condition of peace, the church is built up.
所以我们晓得今天为什么教会这个没有得建造呢？
So we ask ourselves, why is the church not built up today?
很多人觉得是缺少 power, 缺少能力。
A lot of people feel that the church lacks power today.
缺少恩赐。
Lacks gifts.
缺少知识。
Lacks, leading.
但是弟兄姊妹们，真正能使教会建造的是平安。
So, but what truly builds up the church is peace.
如果每一个弟兄姊妹都维系自己在主面前的平安。
If we have our individual peace before God,
整个教会充满平安。
The church will be filled with peace.
教会自然的就被建造起来。
And naturally, the church will be built up.
所以平安是一个看得见的啊，一个正常的一个见证。
And so, peace is a natural and outward manifestation.
我们刚刚讲到，在希腊的原文里面，平安这个字里面是最包含最大的内容呢，就是安息。
We know that in the original Greek, this word peace encompasses a rest.
所以这里告诉我们就是你要有安息，你才能够真正显出完美的平安。
And so when we have rest, then we will have this outward peace.
所以真正的平安是出自里面的安息。
And so outward peace has to do with an inner rest.
我们如何能够得到这样的一种的安息呢？
And how can we have this inward rest?
圣经里面告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
安息第一个重要的事情就是你要看见神是全能的神。
The first criteria is that we need to see that God is the Almighty
并且看见他所完成的一切工作。
And we need to see his completed work
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord
他是无所不能的神。
He is the God of impossible
所以他应许我们的时候他一定完成。
So when he works in us, he will work to completion.
他 promise 我们说他一定完成。
When he promises us, he will complete his work.
有很多时候弟兄姊妹们我们像旧约的那个雅各一样。
A lot of times we're like, Jacob in the Old Testament.
其实神已经应许他了对不对
?God has already promised Jacob.
神说将来大的要服侍小的。
He says the younger, the older will serve the younger.
就是我爱雅各恨恶以扫。
And he says, I have loved Jacob and have hated Esau.
这个话呢不是后来说的是开头就说了。
He did not say this word later, but it was said at the beginning. The Lord has promised.
雅各可能知道。
And Jacob may have known this in his head.
没有信心接受神的应许。
But he did not have the faith to grab hold of those promises.
所以因此呢我们看见呢他要自己用手来抓结果呢过了一个很痛苦的生活。
And so he would be grasping at things with his hands and he lived a life of misery.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多时候跟雅各差不多的。
And oftentimes we're like Jacob.
你知道吗？圣经所有的应许都是给我们的。
You know, the promises in the Bible are all for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们必须看见这位全能的神。
We have to see that God is an almighty God.
他完成他自己的工作。
He will complete his work.
弟兄姊妹们，不是你我在负什么责任。
It's not you and I that have any responsibilities.
我永远不会忘记啊。
So I'll never forget.
在一九七五年的时候。
That in 1975.
那位加拿大的一个宣教士，那个荣姊妹，她写的封信给我。
In Canada there was a missionary who wrote a letter to me.
她的信里面告诉我，她说弟兄，她说你不需要着急。
She said, Brother, you don't need to worry.
工作是主的。
The work is the Lord's.
教会是主的。
The church is the Lord's.
就直到今天这个话一直在我的里面。
And until today, this word is still in my mind.
弟兄姊妹，所有的羊群都是属于主的。
The flock belongs to the Lord.
每一只羊都是属于主的。
Every lamb belongs to the Lord. It's not that we can do anything for the Lord. We need to recognize this, and then in our service we will have peace. And so over the last 20 to 30 years, I've been learning this lesson of rest. The more you rely on the Lord and rest in Him, the Lord will complete that work. Even from Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we see,
天地造好之后,
after the Lord has created heaven and earth,
六天过了, 第七天的时候呢, 就被称作是安息,
after the 6 days have passed, the 7th day was the Sabbath.
这一个已经启示我们, 告诉我们, 神的工作的那个记号就是安息。
This Sabbath tells us that the sign of God's work is rest. And the end result of all God's work is peace. So if we're serving God and following Him and we don't have this inward peace, then we're not doing His work. Why did God establish the Sabbath? It was to teach the Old Testament people that through faith and through following the Lord, they can enter into this peace. We know that the people of God in the Old Testament failed. What about in the New Testament? On the whole, it looks like God's people also fail. And so the writer of Hebrews encourages us. He says we must diligently enter that rest. So we should ask God, what ought we to be diligent? It's not diligent in works. It's being diligent to enter into that rest.
弟兄姊妹们,
this is a secret.
Those
who truly understand this secret aren't too many. God's word is clear. But
so
we don't know how to enter into this peace.
你晓得你越多进入这个安息局,
you know, the more you enter into this peace, the more you are doing God's work.
啊,我们常常想,
we often think, is this right? Because peace is resting. Are we doing nothing? And God's work will come to be accomplished?
弟兄姊妹,
do we trust our own feeling or do we trust the Word of God? We have to trust in God's Word. We will enter into that peace.
弟兄姊妹,
we thank the Lord. He has promised. In God's promises, we ought to enjoy this rest.
不过大家不要领会说安息不是懒惰,
but don't misunderstand, this rest is not laziness.
安息因为是相信那位做工的神,
this rest is trusting in the God who works.
所以我们需要做的就是竭力地进入神所要我们进入的安息。
So we need to diligently enter into that rest.
但是我们晓得, 圣经给我们也清楚地点明了, 这个不安息啊, 有一些的因素。
But the Lord has showed us in His Word that this unrest that we experience has some elements to it.
至少有两个大的因素,我们两个大的原因我们要知道。
And there are two elements or two reasons that we have to be aware of.
那个,你为什么会不得安息呢?
Why do we not have this rest?
第一个,
first,
就是犯罪,
we have sinned.
有罪的人是不会安息的。
A person who has sinned cannot have peace.
犯罪的人是不会安息。
Someone who sins will not have rest.
所以在基督徒的生活里面,
so in our Christian lives,
弟兄姊妹们, 我们对于罪这件事情, 我们必须要有一个很严肃的态度。
We have to have a severe attitude towards our sins.
基督徒千万不要故意犯罪。
We should not purposefully sin.
我们知道犯罪的人是绝对没有安息。
We know that those who sin do not have peace.
但是如果今天呢，我们真是得罪神、得罪人的话呢
？But if indeed we have sinned against God and man.
但是我们要感谢神，神也给我们预备了这个挽回的路。
God has prepared a way where we can be brought back to Him.
那就是我们需要来到主耶稣的跟前来悔改，求他的赦免。
This road of recovery comes when we come back to the Lord and ask for His forgiveness.
求主用他的血把我们洗得洁净。
May the Lord cleanse us by His blood.
我们记得在希伯来书有这样宝贵的话语。
In Hebrews, we have this precious word.
任何的罪只要经过主耶稣基督的血洗净了，不可忘记。
All sins which have been cleansed by the blood of our Lord Jesus, our God forgets.
所以今天我们在犯罪的生活里面，弟兄姊妹，我们还是靠着耶稣基督的血，能够得着这样的安息。
So in our lives when we sin, it's by the blood of Jesus that we come into this rest.
所以任何的罪都应当带回到主的跟前去。
So whenever we sin, we ought to come before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，除去那个不安息的因素
，that we might get rid of this element of unrest。
我们的确，当金主的血一洁净之后呢，我们发觉立刻里面会充满了平安的。
Indeed, when we are cleansed by the blood of our Lord Jesus, we experience that rest。
所以这是不安息的头一个重要的因素。
And so this is the first element of this lack of rest。
第二个重要的因素呢
？And the second
就是我们的肉体。
Our flesh.
我们要脱离我们的肉体，才真正有安息。
We must remove our flesh in order for us to have true peace.
我们晓得，我们活在我们的肉体里面，你是永远不会有安息。
When we live in our flesh, we do not have that rest.
那我们的肉体呢，就是我们今天呢，我们这个血肉之体呢，弟兄姊妹，里面充满着各式各样的难处。
There are many difficulties found in our blood and flesh.
我下面呢。我要和弟兄姊妹们讲到有十个点啊，作为我们大家的一个提醒。
There are ten reminders, or expressions of our flesh.
那么这些呢，都是我们在肉体生活里面常常会出现的东西。
And these are things that are manifested through our flesh.
这些也是制造我们里面不得安息的一个很重要的一些原因。
And these are reasons why we cannot enter into that rest.
第一个。
The first.
就是忧虑
is worrying.
我想我们很多忧虑是人人都有的。
And when we worry, this is something everyone experiences.
环境起变化的时候
，when our environment changes.
身体起变化的时候
，when our bodies change.
马上这个忧虑就来了。
Immediately, this worry, this feeling of worry comes.
什么时候我们活在忧虑的情况底下，你就不安息。
When we live under this cloud of worry, we do not have rest.
这个忧虑的原因不除去的话呢
？And if you don't get rid of this worry,
弟兄姊妹们，它维系多久，你就不安息多久。
However long this feeling of worry is upon you, that is how long you will have unrest.
我讲一个小小的一个见证吧。
And I have a small testimony to share with you.
我这次去香港了，参加他们香港的青年特会。
This past trip to Hong Kong, I attended a youth conference.
在这个特会最后一天呢。
On the final day of the conference,
当我回到香港的接待所里面的时候
，as I returned to stay with my hosts in Hong Kong,
那天我一躺下去啊
，after I lay down,
忽然发现我这个腰啊痛得不得了啊
，I discovered that I had a pain in my side.
那么我就用手这个稍微按一下，好像这个按都会感觉到有痛，好像肿起来一样。
And so when I pressed on my back, I could feel that pain.
我们晓得这个人呢，只要有一点点的情况变化，马上我们就开始忧虑了。
As soon as our bodies change just a little bit, this worry comes into our mind.
我想，大概这个肾结石哦。
I thought to myself, gallstones,
kidney stones. 因为我母亲呢，从前就是肾结石很厉害。
Because previously my mother.Had kidney stones.
我在医院里看他动手术的时候很痛苦，那个肿得这么大一个。
And when I saw her through, go through her surgery, she experienced much pain.
我痛得几乎啊，这个床都起不来。
And so I was in so much pain, I couldn't get out of my bed.
当然我也没有告诉弟兄们。
And of course I didn't tell my hosts.
我怕他们也忧虑起来。
I was afraid they would start worrying.
所以呢，我就这个忍着这个痛啊。那么就上飞机到台湾。
So I bore that pain and I got on the plane and went to Taiwan.
那正好呢，在香港的时候呢，我就拿到了尼托森弟兄的一个传记，是一个另外一本啊，不是中流砥柱，是另外一本弟兄们所写的传记。
And when I was in Hong Kong, I received a book on the biography of Watchman Nee.
因为我们知道尼弟兄年轻的时候呢，他这个肺病呢非常厉害。
And I know that when our brother Nee was young, he had TB, tuberculosis.
那个一个德国的医生告诉他说啊，你大概活不了几天。
And a German doctor told him you wouldn't live long.
所以他病到一个地步，躺在床上几个月都起不来。
And he was bedridden for several months.
那后来主对他说话。
And so then the Lord spoke to him.
那说了三句重要的话。
The Lord spoke three phrases to him.
第一句话就说呢，你要因信而立，要站起来，因着信心站起来。
The first was to stand firm by faith.
Stand by faith.
Stand by faith.
然后他就站起来了。
And he stood up.
那站起来说啊，这个还在晃。
And when he stood up, he was still rocking.
然后呢，第二句话来的说，因信而行，要走。
And then the Lord told him, walk by faith.
啊，那他就凭着信心的就走了。
And so by faith he began taking steps.
第三句话呢，就说因信而活。
And the third, the Lord told him, live by faith.
其实这个故事呢，我是很多年以前我就知道，我就读过的。
This is a story I read when I was younger.
但是何等奇妙啊。
But miraculously.
我坐在飞机上，我在读这个话的时候呢，忽然之间呢，我的信心被激起来了。
As I was sitting on the plane and reading these words from his biography, my faith was lifted up.
我感觉一个很大的力量在我里面，这个信心激起来了。
I felt this inner power, and so my faith was lifted up. Lord, heal me.
那这个信心激起来之后，弟兄姊妹们，我立刻感觉我得医治。
But as soon as this faith was lifted up, I immediately felt the Lord's healing.
这个整个疼痛消失，完全没有了。
And the soreness in my back was gone.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
主就是我们的平安。
The Lord is our peace.
你什么时候因着信心与主一联合的时候啊
？When our faith is united with the God's power,
的时候啊
？When we feel that faith,
你就得着那个实际。
We grab hold of that reality.
啊，那么你身上的难处就过去了。
And all your ailments of your body will flee.
所以。这个飞机的后一半的情况里面，我完全没有忧虑。
And so the second half of my flight, I had no worries.
我里面完全享受安息。
I was full of peace.
所以到了台湾可以照样服侍。
And so I could continue to serve when I arrived in Taiwan.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们的肉体中间有忧虑。
So in our flesh, we have worry.
这个忧虑会叫我们失去安息。
And this worry allows us to lose that rest.
所以你要把你的忧虑交给主。
So,Cast your cares or your worries upon the Lord.
第二个点
the second point.
就贪心
greed.
凡是有贪心的人都不安息。
If you have greed, then you will not have rest.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经告诉我们说，有衣有食就当知足。
And the Bible reminds us that if we have clothing and if we have food, we ought to be satisfied.
为什么圣经这样讲呢？
Why does the Bible say that?
因为圣经要我们过一个安息的生活。
Because the Bible, the Lord wants us to live a life of peace.
我们今天活在美洲的人呢？
We who live in America today.
我们的麻烦不是没有。
It's not that we don't have any problems.
我们是有了还要多。
It's not that we don't have. It's we have and we want more.
啊，你有了100万，你还要1000万，你就永远都不安息。
If we have 100,000, we want 1,000,000. And we'll never have this rest.
所以这个贪心啊，也是一个不安息的一个很重要的因素。
And so this greed is an element of this unrest.
所以基督徒弟兄姊妹要学习以主为我们的满足。
So we need to learn to make the Lord our satisfaction.
啊， 所以很多的时候弟兄姊妹们如果你真是活在主里面
So oftentimes when we truly dwell in the Lord
你真的你有你很满足没有你也很满足
When we have, we are satisfied When we don't have, we are equally satisfied
那么里面就能享受这个安息
And we can enjoy this rest
第三个点
Third
是 不安息的因素就是嫉妒
Is jealousy
我们知道你里面有嫉妒你定规不安息的
When we have jealousy, then we will not have rest
我们常常看别人有什么我们没有弟兄姊妹我们里面就嫉妒
We see that others have and I don't and I feel jealous
最不好的情况我们就常常我们很会跟别人来比较
And the worst condition is when we compare or compete with one another
有的时候我们有争竞竞争纷争的这种心
And we have this, this heart of competition
你如果有这种情况的话你怎么会有安息呢
And when, we have, when we're in such a condition how can we have peace
我看今天在北美洲的很多年轻的父母就是活在这种不安息里面
And I think here in America a lot of parents live in this state
看看别人的儿女再看看自己就不安息了
they look at the children of other parents and then they look at their own and they don't feel peace
为什么他是这样我的没有了
How come his kids are so bright and mine aren't?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们不要比较
We should not compare
不需要比较
We should not compare
圣经告诉我们说你要看别人比自己强
The Bible tells us we ought to view others as stronger than we are
别人好我们弟兄姊妹好我们为他感谢主
When others are blessed we say praise the Lord for them
我的孩子是这样我也感谢主
My child is like this I praise the Lord
弟兄姊妹学习欣赏别人
And we ought to admire other people
这样第一个你能脱离这个所谓的这种嫉妒
And then we will leave behind this feeling of jealousy
今天呢弟兄姊妹们我们要求主让他自己的爱充满我们
Today we ought to let the love of the Lord fill us
并且开我们里面的眼睛
AndTo open our inner eyes.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters, we are the children of God.
我们活在神的定命当中的
We live in God's destiny for us.
我们晓得将来呢我们每一个弟兄姊妹都要进入永远
We know that one day we will all enter into eternity.
并且得着荣耀
And we will obtain glory.
我们都是与基督一同作王的
We will be kings and rulers with Christ.
其实直到永永远远。
And this is until eternity.
所以今天这个暂时的。
And today's things are all temporal.
不需要去比较，对不对？
We don't need to compare with one another.
有人的工作好一点，感谢主。
And some of us have better jobs, we praise the Lord.
他住的房子大一点，感谢主。
His house might be bigger than mine, I still praise the Lord. And we praise the Lord.
没关系。今天地上的你 住大房子我住小房子将来到天上你是王我也是王
So today he might live in a mansion and I live in an apartment but one day we'll all live in mansion
将来在荣耀里在主那里你有荣耀我也有荣耀对不对
One day when we come to heaven he will have glory and I will have glory
说不定今天呢你在地上你所获得的少一点呢将来荣耀还大一点
It might be that today you are living in a more humbler state. One day you will have more glory.
不要嫉妒。
We should not be jealous.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们必须要享受灵里面深处的安息。
We need to enjoy this rest in our spirit.
当然了。也许人讲说啊这个话容易听啊做不太容易。
We say, it's easy to say these things, but it's hard to do.
那你怎么做？你要把你的注意摆在主身上。
So how can we do this? We place our focus on the Lord.
放在神的应许上。
On the Lord's promises.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
救我们脱离这个嫉妒。
The Lord will deliver us from jealousy.
第四个点。
The fourth point.
就是惧怕。
Fear.
这个惧怕就是有很多种。得失心太重了
and this fear is an anxiety
我们天天都小小心心的怕这个丢掉怕那个失去
we're always anxious we'll lose something Many reasons for us to fear or be anxious in our lives.
圣经里面呢, 你要去把这个, 不要怕这句话, 你把它找出来, 哇, 那不知道有多少啊。
In the Bible, this phrase, do not fear, probably appears many, many times.
啊, 我们怕健康失去, 怕工作失去, 怕婚姻不好, 怕儿女这个不好, 怕, 什么都怕, 啊。
We're afraid of losing our jobs, our health, our families, our children, we're afraid of all sorts of things.
甚至怕明天会下雨。
We're even afraid, is it going to rain tomorrow?
弟兄姊妹,什么都可以惧怕。
We can be anxious about all sorts of things.
我天天活在这种恐惧底下。
All the time we're living under a cloud of fear.
我记得很多年前我在洛杉矶住的时候,
Several years ago, when I was living in Los Angeles,
有一天呢,天上打了个响雷, 很大的响雷。
One day there was a loud thunder.
这个市政府就收到了几百通的电话。
And the governor received many phone calls.
那个电话打来是问什么？是不是苏联丢原子弹来了？
And the phone call was, is Russia bombing us?
你看这个人呢，天天活在这种恐惧的这种情况底下。
And we often live under this cloud of fear.
如果你有这么多的惧怕，你怎么会有安息呢？
How can we have rest when we have all these anxieties?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
我知道在美国有很多基督徒还是这样的。
We know that many Christians in America are like this.
我今天去一个弟兄家里，就是他买了好多枪了。
I went to a brother's home. He had many guns.
我说你买这么多枪干什么？
I asked him why he had so many guns.
这个床底下是枪，柜子里面是枪，到处都是枪。
He had a gun under his bed and in his closet.
有什么没有安全感？
He did not have a sense of security.
有枪就有安全感了吗？
Does having a gun give you security?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见这个表面上好像是非常好的一种的社会， 其实暗中拥有的许多的恐惧在里面。
We see outwardly we might be living in a society that is peaceful, but in the darkness we have many fears, many anxieties. The Lord says we should not fear those who can kill the flesh but not the spirit.
啊,你这个身体被杀,你到主那去,好得无比啊。
If indeed your flesh is slain, And in my own experience, in my many years, I can live a fearless life. It's because of the Lord. In our day and age today, how many people get on the plane and start feeling fear? If we're not fearing terrorists, then we're fearing, you know, problems, mechanical problems.
弟兄姊妹们,
we should not have fear.
因为惧怕会叫我们失去安息。
Fear allows us to lose this rest.
对,圣经里面才一再地告诉我们,不要怕,不要怕, 只要信。
So the Bible reminds us, do not fear, only believe.
第五个点,
the fifth,
就是我们里面有怨恨。
We have hate.
如果我们心里面有怨恨,你一定不安息。
If we have hate in our hearts, then we will not have rest.
这个为什么会怨恨就失去爱了?
Why would we hate? It's because we lack love.
我们的爱有限,我们都知道,主的爱是无限的,
we know our love has limits, but our Lord's love does not. If we abide in the love of the Lord, we should not have hate.
如果你恨的话,你就不能原谅别人。
If you hate, then you cannot forgive others.
所以今天我们需要除去心中的这种怨恨。
So we need to remove hatred from our hearts.
弟兄姊妹们,主把我们许多的亲人摆在我们周围,你要更多爱他。
The Lord places many brothers and sisters in our midst. We have to love them.
我们知道这很多的恨呢,都是什么,因为关系越近的就越容易引起这种恨。
We know the more intimate we are with certain people,
远处的人你不会恨他的,
the more we might harbor this feeling of hatred.
你大概恨的都是最靠近的人,对不对?
A lot of times the people you hate are those close to you.
所以我们越靠近,弟兄姊妹, So
the closer we are with someone, the more we need the love of the Lord to fill us. If you live in hatred, how can you have rest?
第六个点,
sixth,
就是苦读,
bitterness.
这个苦读的思想啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 是最危害属灵生命,
this idea of bitterness is a threat to our spiritual lives.
其实呢, 这种苦读呢, 你不是害别人, 你害自己啊。
This bitterness, it's not a threat to others, it's a threat to yourself.
一个人里面如果存有苦读的思想的时候呢, 他对自己本身所造成的伤害是最厉害。
This threat, this bitterness is like a poison in it. It injures ourselves.
就像毒药一样。
It's like a poison.
所以弟兄姊妹, 基督徒不应该有苦读的。
So we ought not to be bitter as Christians.
但是有很多时候环境发生的时候呢，我们也会产生这种思想和意念。But
things happen in our environment, and we harbor these thoughts and feelings.
我们要感谢主。
We need to learn to thank the Lord.
赦免所有的人,
Lord, you have forgiven everyone. We ought to learn to forgive.
你活在基督的里面,
if we live in Christ, we won't have feelings of bitterness.
第七个点,
seventh,
怀疑,
suspicion or doubt.
如果我们有很多怀疑的心啊,
if we have a suspicious heart,
圣经告诉我们这个心怀二意的人呢, 就好像海浪一样的这个摇摆不定,
we who have doubt are like a stormy sea.
今天怀疑这个, 你怎么会有安息呢?
You're suspicious of things today, things tomorrow. How can you have rest?
你不可能有安息,
you cannot have rest.
第八个点,
and eighth,
就紧张,
tension or stress.
这个紧张啊, 也会叫你这个不安息,
tension will cause you to not have rest.
但是我们晓得紧张啊, 在人的生活里面有正面的用意。
We know that tension also has its positive effects.
有的时候适度的紧张就有一点点的紧张是好的。
Sometimes in our environment, if there's some tension, that is beneficial to us.
如果你一点都不紧张，你就很松散了。
If we're never feel any stress, then we're too laid back.
你看, 最近这个奥林匹克运动会，这个每一个上场的这些运动员呢，都紧张。
We know that during the Olympics, you see every person who competes has this tension and stress.
适度的紧张的话呢，会叫他怎么样？会叫他很振奋。
And we know that this the tension brought up by the environment will cause them to do amazing feats.
但是过度的紧张了，就失常了啊，就表演不好了。
But if there's too much tension, then they don't perform well.
所以基督徒呢, 生活要有一点点紧张, 但是呢, 不能过度的紧张。
So in our Christian living, we ought to have some tension, but not too much.
像每次讲道之前, 都紧张。
Every time I come up on the stage, I have some tension.
是正常的, 一个人说, 啊, 我从来不紧张, 你上台讲道, 那定规, 那讲道很糟糕。
It's natural that you're a little nervous. If you have no nerves, then you probably won't speak very well.
你做学生的也是一样，你要面临考试，你总有点紧张嘛， 对不对？
And as a student taking exams, sure you have some nervousness.
人家在那里用功读书，你说我一点都不紧张，照样看电视、看电影，照样去玩，那你也烤鸭蛋。
And you know, other people are working hard, and you just relax and watch TV and do whatever. Obviously, you're going to fail.
但是如果我们里面感觉有过度的紧张情况怎么办呢?
But if we have too much tension in our lives, what should we do?
弟兄姊妹们要多祷告。
We have to pray.
感谢主。
We have to thank the Lord.
这个祷告是我们卸下这个紧张的一个很重要的一个秘诀。
Prayer is the secret to losing this tension.
你越多在主面前仰望主，越多的祷告。
The more we trust in the Lord, the more we pray, the more we will obtain strength from the Lord.
第九个点,
the ninth point is pressure.
我想我们今天生活在这个世界中啊, 不可能没有压力。
Living in this world, there's no way we can't have pressure.
那我们要说啊, 适度的压力对我们来讲是需要的。
We need pressure from our environment.
我记得有一次我跟一个年长弟兄讲，哎呀，因为他安排聚会，我要讲道，我说，哎呀，这个压力好大。
One time, this elder brother had arranged for me to give many meetings, and I felt, I told him that was too much pressure.
他说，感谢主，压力产生能力。
He said, praise the Lord because pressure results in God's power.
这实在是好话啊。
And this is indeed a good word.
所以一点的压力都没有，不会产生能力的。
So if there's no pressure at all, there will not be any power.
但是有的时候过度的压力呢，那是把能力也都压光了。
But too much pressure results even in a suppression of this power.
所以我们要学习怎么样呢？信托神。
So we need to learn to trust in the Lord.
所以当你活在这种压力底下的时候。
So when we dwell under much pressure.
一个重要的属灵功课要学，就学到 let go, let go.
So one spiritual lesson we have to learn is to let go.
啊，这就是放松。
Is to let go.
交托。
Is to cast our cares.
信赖。
Is to trust.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。因为你里面有过多的压力的时候，定规你的生活就没有安息。
When we have too much pressure, we will not have rest.
第十个点。
The tenth point.
就是骄傲。
Pride.
我们晓得一个人一骄傲啊，定规他就很浮躁。
When someone is proud,
他里面就很 anxious。
They have some anxiety.
Anxiety. 对，骄傲的人是不会有安息。
Someone who is proud, will not have this rest.
这个骄傲的人内心是翻腾的，像这个海浪一样的。
And pride causes us to have this inner storm.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们看见在这里哈，出于肉体的至少有这十个重要十个点。
We see.There are 10 manifestations or expressions of our flesh.
这也是我们今天在生活中间呢，属灵的生活中间很容易碰见的东西。
And these are things we encounter daily in our spiritual lives.
而这些东西呢，是造成我们里面不安息的一个很重要的一些原因。
And these things cause us to have much unrest.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他的救恩。
His salvation.
能够把我们从这许多肉体的光景中拯救出来
can deliver us from these expressions of the flesh
并且他让他的自己成为我们里面的深处的安息
and it allows he himself to be our peace
所以我们要竭力地进入那安息
so we have to diligently enter into that rest
现在我们懂得为什么要竭力呢
now we know why we have to be diligent
因为我们周围有这么多的难处在这里
we have so many tribulations around us
所以每一个难处兴起的时候弟兄姊妹们我们要靠主的恩典把它挪开它
as soon as a difficulty arises we have to rely on the grace of the Lord to surpass that difficulty
我们绝不容许这些肉体里面的事物干扰我们里面的一种安息。
And we should not let these manifestations of the flesh, interfere with our inner rest.
如果我们能在这些事情上面，弟兄姊妹，我们努力的有学习。
If in these lessons we can be diligent,
你进入主的安息的生活。
We will enter into a life of rest.
定规在你的生活中间有平安的见证。
And then you will have an outward testimony of God's peace.
这个平安的见证。
This testimony of peace.
不仅为你个人带来祝福。
It does not just bring blessing to you.
给你的家带来祝福。
It brings blessing to your family.
并且会给整个教会带来祝福。
And it brings blessing to the entire church.
所以我们求主让我们活在今天这个不平安的世界里面。
So,We have to pray to the Lord that even though we live in a world of unrest, we will all learn to keep that inner rest. May we have this testimony of peace in this world. That people in the world will see that
He is different.
我们里面是有主的。
We have the Lord within.
有平安的主在里面掌权的。
The Lord of peace is in our lives.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以今天教会在地上的见证。
The testimony of the church in the world today.
不在乎那外表人数多少，这个多么有能力，工作多么兴旺。
Does not have to do with numbers or the power.
真正的见证所显出来的是平安。
The true testimony is peace.
哇，这是何等宝贵的一件事情。
And this is something that is precious.
所以难怪主耶稣离开这个世间的时候，他说我要把我的平安留给你们。
So that is why before the Lord left this world, he said, "My peace I give unto you."
他从死里复活第一个句话对门徒们说的就是愿你们平安。
The first word he had for his disciples when he rose from the dead was peace to you.
保罗写以弗所书告诉我们，主就是我们的平安。
And when Paul penned the epistle to the Ephesians, he wrote, "The Lord is our peace."
我们要学习让这个平安在我们里面做主掌权。
We have to allow this peace to rule in our hearts.
所以不要轻看说这个平安好像是很小的事，不是小事，是大事。
We should not despise the Lord's peace as something small. It is a great thing.
愿主引导我们进入这种的安息的生活。
May the Lord lead us into a life of rest.
好叫主的平安的见证能够在我们中间更多被显明出来。
So that this testimony of peace can be made manifest in all our lives.
我们好不好把刚才哈恩明带我们唱那个最后那首诗歌唱一下？那是第几首？忘记。
Let's end with a hymn.
494首。
Hymn 494. Those who have sung this hymn before might know that there is a wonderful story.
这个我已经多次讲过，说我今早不讲了。
I've told the story many times, so I won't tell it this morning.
这首歌完全是从经历里面写出来的。
This hymn is written out of one's experience.
盼望主的平安像水流一样的涌在我们。
May the Lord's peace come upon our lives like a river.
我们请弟兄姊妹大家起立，好不好？
Let's all stand and
唱第一节、第四节、第五节。
We'll sing stanzas 1, 4, and 5.
唱完之后呢，我们在神的跟前啊，我们有一点的感谢，有一点的敬拜。
And then afterwards, let's have a time of praise and thanksgiving before the Lord.
今天早晨这个聚会过去了。每个弟兄姊妹都把基督的平安带回去。
May each and every brother and sister take home the peace of the Lord.
天如水流
的感谢你，你是何等的怜恤我们，你深深的知道我们的软弱，主啊，你把你自己给了我们。